be a weapon that conquers all anxiety. Let it rise, let praise arise. We sing your name in the dark and it changes everything. We sing with all we are and we claim your victory. Let it rise, let praise arise.
Worship you. I I don't see. just sense the faith level in this place start to rise. Because when you begin to sing about who God is, He begins to remind you of the things that He's done for you. You know, the times where you cried yourself to sleep and you didn't know how things were going to work out, and He made them work out. Anybody else feel that? Anybody else had Him make a way where there seemed to be no way? Do a miracle where you thought it was impossible? That's the God that we serve. He is a promise keeper. The Bible says that He is faithful to His word. And so whatever He's promised us is for us. It's for us today. And right now in the service, we're going to have a prayer line. If you'd like to come forward and get prayed for. I was talking to a gentleman before the service, and he said he's had 7 strokes and 2 heart attacks. And I said, you know what, let's trust God that your strongest years are still ahead of you. We don't have to settle for where we are or what we have now. We can trust God in any situation. Amen. And so our prayer team are going to come stand up front. And if you need prayer for anything, any area of your life, come forward. And we're going to sing one more song. And during this time, we'll pray for you. We'll believe God with you. And we'll see miracles take place in people's lives. Amen. So prayer team, come on up here. And during this last song, if you're not coming forward for prayer, just worship with us. Just turn your focus on the Lord. Turn your focus off of people. And it's amazing how your heart just, you make a connection. We're not here for a social event. We're here to meet with Almighty God. Amen. Let's sing this last song this morning.
you, church. Come on, say.
There's an army rising up
in the authority of Jesus.
There's an army rising up to break every chain, 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 to break every chain.
Come on and sing this out.
There's an army rising up.
Come on and take your place, people of God.
There's an army rising up.
Look at me 6 months ago and look how far I've come. and you don't really know how that change happened, but it's like some invisible chains were broken. Amen. And so that we're singing some good things over this congregation this morning. Amen. Won't you turn and greet someone? Tell them, I'm glad to see you in church today, and you may be seated. Worship team does an amazing job, don't they? These guys are just so good, so good. These ladies, I love it. Praise God. Welcome to Ascend Church. So glad to see you all this morning. Welcome to those that are watching online, our Ascend Church members. Maybe you can't be here today. Welcome to those that are watching, that watch us from all over the world. We're so glad you've joined us. Thank you for being part of this service. We pray that you get something out of this today, that you hear a word from the Lord, that God does something in your life miraculous, that chains fall from your life, that you see a new path where you've had depression, you see hope, where you've had sickness, you feel God's healing power moving through your body. And we expect God to move in our lives when we come into church. Amen. It's an atmosphere of expectancy. I love it. You know, it doesn't matter if you had an argument in the car on the way to church. You get here and you shake that off and you just change your focus. Don't laugh. Looks like a few of you had an argument on the way to church, right? Been there, done that. But, how's your week been? Anybody had a good week? We moved after more than 20 years. Yeah, yeah. Thank God it's over, right? After 20 years in one house, and we downsized to half the size. So you know what fun that is. But we are smiling and still standing, and we appreciate the help we got, and we're going to live with boxes for a few weeks. How about that? But I'm so glad to see you in church this morning. This is such a friendly, welcoming church. I hope you feel welcome. If you're here for the first time, I hope you talk to some people that make you feel welcome. And I'd just like to welcome anyone who's visiting for the first time. We did meet some people in the lobby that have never been here before. We don't want to embarrass you in any way, but we'd just like to hand you a visitor pack where you're sitting. So if you're here for the first time, would you mind just waving your hand this morning, and we can, God bless you, God bless you. You're going to have to keep it up so that Roxroy can see you right over there. Thank you. How wonderful to see you in church this morning. And you know, people come to church for a variety of reasons. Somebody pressures them into coming, or whatever, parents guilt their kids or their family members into coming. And you think that that's the reason you came. But I've found that God works, He works in your life regardless of how you got here. So I'm expecting that you're in the right place at the right time today to hear something that you need to hear from the Lord, and that you get just what you need. So we thank you for visiting us. In that visitor pack's a couple of things. One is a card that says guest, and we ask you just take a moment and fill that out. It really helps. Pastor Steve likes to give you a call and find out how you enjoyed the service, so thank you for doing that. And I want to welcome everybody else that's here this morning. What we do is we pass a register up and down the aisle through the service, and if you're here and it's not your first time, we ask you, just all of you, to fill that in. It's such a help to us as pastors that we can know who's here and who's not. Sometimes somebody's not here for, and we contact them, and they really needed to hear from us. So thank you for doing that. And I want to say to those that are watching online, thank you for being. There's various ways you can watch on social media. You can watch on Facebook. If you're watching on Facebook Live today, go ahead and check in. Tell us where you're watching from. I love to see all those comments, and we pray this will be a blessing to you. It's also everything, every way that we show the service or share you is shareable. So you can go ahead and share that live stream. You think of someone, God put someone on your heart, they really need to hear this. Just share it with them. It's a way of spreading God's word. You can also watch on ascendchurch.us, on our website, on our Ascend Church app, which is so easy, or YouTube, which is Ascend Church Jupiter. Everything's shareable, so thank you for doing that, watching that. I like all these different ways that we have these days, right?
Mm-hmm.
Used to be plain old come to church or miss out, right? Or get the cassette tape afterwards.
I remember. Good morning, everybody. I remember my pastor, Pastor Theo Womerantz. He, we're from South Africa, and he grew up in a place called Durban, South Africa. And he received Jesus in his life when he was 23 years old, and he had run nightclubs before that. He'd lived a crazy life, and when he got saved, he had a radical transformation, just like overnight. And someone told him about Kenneth Hagin, and he wrote to America and got the reel-to-reel tapes. I don't even know if anyone here even knows what I'm talking about. You know the old reel-to-reel tapes? I'm not talking cassette tape now.
It's like the 70s.
I'm not talking CDs now. I'm talking he got these big reel-to-reel, six or eight of them. And that's how he would have to listen. I mean, you come today and you can watch all our sermons on the app on your phone whenever you want to, just write on your phone. He'd have to ride 8,000 miles and get these big reel-to-reels, and he'd get all his friends together and he'd play this Kenneth Hagin teaching. I mean, we must appreciate and be grateful for the conveniences we have today, isn't it?
I like it.
I sometimes think people are too spoiled, though, honestly.
Yeah.
I think they're too spoiled. That sometimes we need a little bit of hardship to appreciate what is valuable.
Right.
And let me tell you, there's nothing more valuable than the Word of God.
Amen.
I'm so glad to be with God's people in God's house today.
Yeah.
There's nowhere I'd rather be on a Sunday than in God's house with God's people. This is the highlight of my week. This is the most important appointment of my week. Is meeting with God's people in the presence of the Lord, in the house of God, to hear from Him, to encourage one another.
Yeah.
You know, the Bible talks about do not neglect the gathering or the assembling of the saints, but that we should gather together so that we can encourage one another. Do you know that there is an encouragement that comes when you come to church? And part of it's from me, but part of it's from the person you're sitting next to.
Right.
We're here to encourage one another.
Right. And you know, so sometimes I think we think of church as like a bit of a social event to meet up with your friends, which is all well and good. But the Bible talks about us as the body of Christ. And you know, if one member is off on their own, you know, if my big toe was over there, it couldn't walk. It'd be non-functional.
That's right.
Because it wasn't attached to the other parts that make it functional.
Mm-hmm.
And really, that's what the body of Christ is. So we have to look at it beyond a fellowship and beyond a social gathering as to a body that is only fully functional when we are all active. Isn't that true?
And I said last week, you know, the Bible says that the devil, who is our enemy, goes around like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. He can't devour everybody. He's looking for the weak ones. And you know, I grew up in South Africa where we have lions. We had lion in our backyard. I had a pet for a lion. That
Don't
is a joke.
Him.
We did
Don't
not have...
Him.
Because I tell people things. The other day I was joking. I said, I'm a vegan. And now everyone thinks I'm vegan. I was joking. I am not a vegan.
He's the opposite of a vegan.
I'm like the opposite of a vegan. But there are lions in South Africa. And one thing that I do know about lions is lions will look for the The person who's separated from the pack, the animal that's separated from the pack, the weak animal. And that's the one you'll go for. And let me tell you right now, that's why it's so important to be in church. Yeah. Because if you're out there on your own, really you are a target. And when you're in the body of Christ and you're in fellowship and you've got your hands joined together, let me tell you, this is a safe place to be. Yeah. I thank God we never shut down one Sunday over the entire pandemic. Not one Sunday. And not only that, we didn't lose one person. Not one person in this church passed away. Thank God for His faithfulness. We never stopped meeting, and we never lost one person. Now you may say, well, I know of a pastor in South Africa who doesn't have mega church, and they had 9 of their congregation die of COVID. We didn't lose one single person.
And neither will we.
And neither will we in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Because the Bible says that He satisfies us with long life.
Yeah.
Amen. Are you ready?
No, I just want to mention one
thing. Did I get up too soon?
No, I like you to get up soon. I don't like to wait. I said, make sure you get up on time. But I just wanted to say there's just one more thing that for the visitors that... In your visitor pack, there's a card that we put in there, and I always like to just mention this, the 4 main purposes of our church. The first one, we build everything that's said and done is built around these 4 main purposes. First of all, that you would know God, know Him better than you do now, better than you did last week, and second of all, that you would find freedom in every area of your life. We're talking about breaking some chains off of us, amen. Thirdly, that you would discover your purpose. And lastly, that we would make a difference with our lives.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right. Praise God. I also want to mention that we are starting up Connect Groups again on September the 22nd. So today's the 12th, right? So we've got a couple of weeks, 2 weeks' time. I want to ask you, please, we have groups in Stuart. We have groups in Jupiter, Palm Beach Gardens, West Palm Beach, the Acreage. And so if you have not yet filled out one of these Connect cards, I'm going to ask you please to do that, because we would love for you to connect and get in one of our groups. They meet on Wednesday night, and we have a great time, make great friends. And if you haven't yet filled out a Connect card like this, it's on your seat. Please fill it out. Put that card into the offering bucket at the end of the service, and one of the Connect group leaders will call you and let you know where their house is. So if you haven't done it, please do it today. Also, we want to start up a Christian growth seminar. It's a Bible study class, a Bible study course that we've been teaching at this church for many years. It really is a life-changing Bible study class. How many have done the Christian growth seminar? Wave your hand if you've done it. Just wave your hand if you haven't done it. Wave your hand if you haven't done the Christian growth seminar. Okay, well, I'm going to ask you, if you haven't attended the Christian Growth Seminar, I promise you now, I can't tell you the testimonies, the stories that I've heard of people that have told me, Pastor Steve, that was life-changing for me. It's 4 weeks, four Tuesday nights. And so there's a green card that says Grow in the back of your seat. If you'd like to be a part of the Christian Growth Seminar, it's a free class, four Tuesday nights. Fill that card out and put it into the offering bucket at the end of the service. Thank you so much. Thank you, Tom. Would you just put that on my seat for me? How many of you invited someone to come to church today? They may not have come, but you invited them. Wave your hand if you invited someone. Wave your hand. Okay, now, I want everybody wave at me. Everybody. That's what I want to see next Sunday. When I say, how many invited someone to church? I want everyone to wave their hand. Take this invitation card, please. It's on your seat. Use it to invite someone to come to church next Sunday. Are you ready for God's word today? Ask your neighbor, are you ready? Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. We thank you, Lord, that we can put our trust in you, that you are faithful, Lord, over your word. You keep your promises, Father. We thank you, Lord, today. Lord, as I speak and teach your word, I'm trusting in you. I'm depending on you. I'm not trusting in myself, Lord. I thank you that you speak through me today. And I thank you that you carry your word by your anointing to every heart, to every mind, that you cause faith to rise up in our heart, and that you bring understanding and revelation, Lord, And we give you all the praise for everything that will be said and done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I heard you had a great time of prayer on Thursday night at the prayer. Were you here? You were away. You were working. Okay. I heard it was great on Thursday night. We have prayer every second Thursday night at 7 o'clock. I want to welcome those who are watching us online. We have people watch us from around the world. We're so glad that you have joined with us today. I have a word I really believe the Lord has put on my heart. I want you to know that every Sunday, I really pray the whole week and I ask the Lord and trust Him to show me what He wants me to speak about. I don't just get up here and pluck something out of the archives. I mean, I've got hundreds of sermons I could do, but I always want to be led and speak about what I feel God is leading me. And so today I'm speaking about strip it off. Tell your neighbor, strip it off. Now I'm going to have to explain what I mean by that. I'm going to have to qualify that. Strip it off. Listen what the Word of God says in Romans chapter 13 in verse number 12. God's Word says, so we must once and for all strip away what is done in the shadows of darkness, removing it like filthy clothes. And once and for all, we clothe ourselves with the radiance of light as our weapon. It says we must live honorably surrounded by the light of the new day, not in the darkness of drunkenness and debauchery, not in promiscuity and sensuality, not being argumentative or jealous of others. Instead, fully immerse yourself into the Lord Jesus, the Anointed One, and don't waste even a moment's thought on your former identity to awaken its selfish desires.